All right, let's start. The minutes have been sent out and approved. The actions from the last meeting, I'll just quickly run through those. The chair to post the suggested letter on DNSO observership to Avery. That's been done, and I'm waiting to hear back from Avery. Action item number two from the last meeting is to the number of working groups. Hi, Gabby.
I'm back.
Well done. 3302 is to discuss the number of working group members in the GAC CCNSO working group. Now, the situation there is, just so that everybody's up to date with this, Keith Davidson chairs that group for us. And the current members from our side are Keith himself, obviously, Keith Drazek from North America, Oscar from South America, and Paulos from Africa. For European membership of that working group, Hilda was a member, but she's asked if Annabeth could be the representative, which is fine as far as I can see. And the idea is that those guys will get together in Cairo and have a meeting. The current situation with the GAC side of it is that they have got three or four members, but they're still trying to actually get themselves sorted out. But by the time we get to Cairo, we should have a formalized joint GAC CCNSO working group, which is good. And there will be a joint GAC CCNSO meeting in Cairo for stuff apart from IDNs. And that currently the suggested agenda for that is. Hold on, I just need to find it. It's not immediately to hand. Gabby, have you got a note copy of that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, hang on.
I know DNS vulnerability and regions, I think.
DNS vulnerability, regions, thanks, Bart. And here it is, DNS vulnerability, regions, and an update for the GAC on the IDN PDP, and anything else that the GAC wants to discuss. So it would be fair to say that sort of working group has kind of become re-energized. On the GAC side, the definite members are Mark Carvel's from the UK government, to Martin Boyle's replacement, Jayantha Fernando from Sri Lanka, Hame Mohammed from Malaysia, and Yanis, and we're waiting for information on another couple of members. So things are progressing on that score. The third action item was the briefing paper on the scope of the travel funding. That's another item on the agenda, so we'll get to that in a minute. Travel funding is number four as well. We'll get back to that. The DNSSEC paper from the tech working group has been forwarded to everybody. Gabby, what's the status on 06, leslie2ask.org to speak? That's happening, isn't it?
Yes, I did that on her behalf, and they agreed they will give a presentation.
So the Registry Internet Safety Group is going to give a presentation at Cairo for us?
Yes.
Okay. 07 is me chasing up McAfee. I have written to them. They haven't responded. It doesn't surprise me. 08 is the proper email on domain name front running, which everybody should have by now, hopefully. 09 is the NOMCOM. And the action item is for me to draft a letter to the ICANN board on what the CCNSO thinks the role of the NOMCOM should be. Those of you on the call last time will remember there are actually two items. One was for me to speak to Jian, who is the new NOMCOM appointee, will be the new NOMCOM appointee to the council, and the second was for me to draft a letter. I spoke to Jian I was in Beijing on Monday and Tuesday, and I spoke to her there. And explained to her that whilst we were all very happy and comfortable, and that she was going to join the council, that there were some issues in respect to what the NOMCOM should actually be doing. And I've agreed with her that I will obviously send her a copy of anything prior to us sending it. I'll send her a copy of anything that we send off to the board. And Gabby has very kindly gone through all of the bylaws and NOMCOM documentation for me and pulled out the things that to say what the NOMCOM should or shouldn't do. And within the next couple of days, I will have a draft letter for you all to look at on email and consider whether we should send it or not. It would be fair to say that it's not very clear, that the NOMCOM's obligations are not hugely clear, but it does. But the various documents do say that their role is to broaden the scope of the council, and to appoint people who have knowledge of things other than management of CCTLDs. So I'll be getting back to everybody on that shortly. Item 11 is Don Hollander to send out the attack and disaster response planning management information, which has, I think, been done, Gabby, has it not?
I think it has been done, yes. And you missed action 10, by the way.
What was 10? Ah, yes. Process working group to define how to select an on-call representative. Yes, but I don't think we were expecting that to happen by this meeting, were we?
No, we haven't done that yet.
Just a thing. Okay. And then the last two are yours, Gabby, the dinner and...
Yes, I tried to find out. We got very blurry answers, and basically, as I understand it, we would have had someone who would work on it on site, and it's basically too late. So I told Hong Kong and China that we will do something in Mexico instead.
That's fine. So those are the action items. Are there any questions or comments on those? Okay, good. Item two is the U.S. government call for comments on signing the route zone. We sent a note out to the list. Basically, what's happened is DeriSign has put in a suggestion for how to handle how the route should be signed. ICANN has put in a suggestion on how the route should be signed. Both of those two have been published, and the U.S. government has done a call for comments, which I think closes in November. From memory, the 24th of November. And I just wanted to bring it to everybody's attention and say that obviously it would be really fantastic if people, if members, councillors and members actually put in comments if they think it's worth doing.
Does anybody have suggested comments?
Well, for what it's worth, Dottie, I will be sending a note saying I would be very uncomfortable to have what amounts to a for-profit monopoly holder of .com signing the route zone.
Can I ask a question? Does anybody know when the first possible moment that somebody could start signing the route is?
Well, is that you, Becky?
Yes.
Haven't they already done it?
No. My understanding, Becky, is that the U.S. that the Department of Commerce is basically treating the signing of the route zone as an amendment to the current IANA contract.
But there's nothing, I mean, in terms of signing it, that could happen any time, and the earlier the better, is that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out the timing, because I think it's most unfortunate that this is happening, first of all, you know, sort of around the election and holidays, but second of all, in the middle of the ICANN instilling institutional confidence, because it really creates, I just think it creates this very bad dynamic where obviously, you know, on the one hand people are, you know, talking about accountability, and then on the other there's this ICANN should sign the rule thing. And so the only reason I was asking was, you know, is whether this timing from the Commerce Department creates sort of inappropriate inflicting pressure. I mean, I don't think that necessarily we should support VeriSign finding the root. I just think that it may be, it may result in some unfortunate comments from people about accountability.
So can I give you, I mean, that's an extremely good point. If you, just to go step by step through what's happened, I think that the imperative to sign would be less had it not been for the vulnerability, for the, what's it called, the Kapinski vulnerability, which reared up about three months ago, and it's clear that DNSSEC to a degree solves that problem. That's one thing. The second thing is that I forget which department, whether it's the Department of Commerce or not, I can't remember, but that it's the US government has decided that Gov will be signed. And so I think that both of those two things have led to a speeding up of a desire to have the root signed. I can actually put forward its, this is my understanding, I can put forward its proposal to sign the root some considerable time ago directly to the US government and was told that they shouldn't go public with it because the US government believed that this was a change to the IANA contract and therefore they should handle the publication of it. And now we're into what amounts to a full-blown call for comments. Yes, you're right, the timing is unfortunate to say the least, because it's abundantly clear that the call for comments now, the comments close after the election, I think it's the 24th of November, and quite clearly nothing's going to happen anytime soon, because there's going to be, whichever candidate wins, there's going to be a new administration.
Right, and I mean, the IANA contract is not going to be amended before the 20th of January, and
no,
all it does is create a silly record. I mean, just
I agree.
It makes no sense to me.
I agree, well, and I think you know, I have no explanation as to why the Department of Commerce has done what it's done.
Well, I don't know anything. I don't have any detailed information about it, obviously, but I heard that the people at the Department of Commerce had changed, and the new people are changing the way things are done. Is that true?
There's no change. I mean, Meredith is running NTIA. Fiona's running the international office. As far as I know, there's no change. I mean, I think that there may have been some fantasy that they could get this done before the change in administration, but they're smoking if they think that can happen. And I think, you know, I guess I'm tempted to be suspicious about the timing, frankly. But I also can't see that, you know, the community is going to. I mean, having VeriSign sign the root would create all kinds of, at the very least, optical issues that would not be, you know, positive or contributing to this.
Well, I can tell you right now that from AUDA's point of view, we will not sign .au if VeriSign signs the root.
Right, and I mean, it makes no sense. This is an opportunity for the U.S. government to try to create a reach out to the international community, and you know, not to do that makes no sense. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to look around and see if I can find anything. But I honestly think, you know, the best thing that could possibly happen is that they sort of decide, you know, to postpone this.
Well, let me ask this. If VeriSign didn't sign the root, who would?
There are several possibilities, Dottie. If you read the... I can put forward a proposal that I would argue, and I'm not necessarily pushing for ICANN to do it, but I would argue that ICANN's proposal at least is in the spirit of the way that these things should be done. There are other ways you could do it that are also in the spirit. One thing that's not, in my view, in the spirit is the VeriSign to sign it, because I think that makes no sense to me whatsoever. then I would have as much of a problem with the U.S. government signing it as I do with Palestine signing it. But I think, and Becky, I take your point, I agree, but I think there is a call for comment, and I think one should comment, even if the reality is nothing. The reality is nothing is going to happen anytime soon, for obvious reasons. But I still think that all I wanted to do was put it on the agenda and encourage people to comment. That's all. I don't think we could ever hope to reach any sort of consensus position in the CTNSO, but I do think that individual CTTLDs should comment if they feel the need to.
So, Chris, this is Keith.
I'll certainly be commenting. Yes, Keith.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that the DNS vulnerability and internet security session in Cairo, I think, will be very informative on this topic.
Yes.
And that there will still be a few weeks left after Cairo for CCTLD operators to comment following that session. So I think that will be, you know, a good opportunity for more, you know, for questions to be asked and answers to be provided, or perspectives to be given.
I agree.
So, thanks.
Maybe it's an idea to say, ask Kim, because he's part of that session, is to give us a timeline along the question Becky just asked. So what does it mean in terms of just timing, say, if the process goes along the lines of the Department of Commerce, and even if they would approve, or it would approve, how long would it take before it can be signed?
Yeah. Well, my understanding is even if it was agreed that ICANN's proposal if ICANN's proposal were accepted today, it would still take them about 3 to 4 months to actually get everything organized so that the route could be signed.
Yeah, and even further to that point, just signing the route doesn't solve the problem. It's the first step in solving the problem. So,
yeah, it's a trickle down process, right?
Exactly.
I mean, we've got a meeting here in Australia in a week's time with leaders in the community to talk about the fact that we want to sign .au and the second level. But frankly, there's no point in us doing that unless the ISPs embrace it and unless the major secure users like the banks embrace it and so on down the line, right?
That's exactly right. And it even extends to whether software, you know, client-side, you know, consumer software can support
exactly.
it.
Exactly, which is why Microsoft is coming to our meeting as well. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Great. I mean, for what it's worth, I think if I put in comments, my comments would say, essentially, this is an inappropriate time to do this. This is an important issue that ought to be resolved as part of the entire resolution of the relationship of the U.S. government with ICANN and the international community. And it ought to be it's a tool for doing that, and it ought to be used in that way to do that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I understand what you're saying, Becky. My comments will be different. My comments would be probably a passing comment that, hey guys, the timing sucks, but if you're going to do this, then, you know, don't do it this way because it won't be acceptable. Anyway, I mean, we can discuss it as Keith has rightly pointed out. We can discuss it in Cairo, and we've still got plenty of time to make comments. As long as everyone's aware of it, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, that should be part of that whole session. Say the timing issue.
Yeah, we might need to rejig that session. But as currently, as Gabby's quite rightly pointed out, you and me, we've got like about 9 speakers on various different security aspects of it. And I'm rapidly coming to the conclusion that that's not going to work. But
and which one is, and what's the timing of this one?
We've got a security session for 2 hours on the, what day is it, Gabby, the Wednesday or the Tuesday?
Wednesday.
On the Wednesday, and currently we've got discussions both on DNSSEC and on cache poisoning and phishing and accelerated suspension plans and a whole heap of fast flux. But don't worry, we'll sort it out. Okay, let's move on to the next item on the agenda, which I've now lost. Oh, here it is. Okay. And that is the reconstruction of the GAC working group. I've already done that because I dealt with that under action items. Travel funding process. Dottie, you guys sent a document out on that?
Yes. Did everybody get it?
I certainly did.
Yep.
That sounds like a fairly clear yes to me, Dottie. Can I just say that, just before you start, given that we're lacking a fair few councillors on this call, we're not going to make any decisions on this call.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to make that point. That was all.
Right. I think that the proposed distribution of travel expenses was related to what was represented as the intent of the funding, which was to give some support to counselors and to those people who actually did work and brought something to the table related to the work that the CCNSO is doing. Based on that, we tried to develop a method that would be simple and not complicated and not require a lot of decisions and involvement in determining who gets what. And that worked out to be that one person from each region on the council would get travel funding for one meeting.
Yeah.
The liaisons would get travel funding, I guess, for only one meeting. And then the rest of it would go to a significant other category, which was speakers.
What, wives, husbands, partners, that sort of thing.
Speakers and things related to meetings.
Yeah.
And maybe some working group activities.
Okay.
Now, there was one thing I left out. What was the thing I left out just now that you added, Gabby?
Not sure what you mean. Well, I just added the British English to the document.
What's a liaison?
Get
hard to answer because there's a difference between a liaison and an observer, which is fine and technical.
A liaison is a person who is sitting in on the advisory committees, and in this case with the ALAC, that's Ron. Observers are sitting in on the council or the SO, so that's with the GNSO. And what Chris mentioned, if we're going to appoint somebody for the GNSO council to act as an observer to the GNSO council, or that person on the council will be an observer from the CCNSO.
Okay, so what we're talking about is sending CCNSO members to be observers on other councils.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I couldn't figure out why we would be
funding
a GNSO person.
We're not funding them to observe us or liaise with us.
Right. Okay. Fine.
Can I just make the point that Dottie, I personally need some time to think about this because I think this is what you guys have done is great, but I just need some time to think about it. Apart from anything else, I will not be taking any funding.
We knew that when we made the policy, and the policy would have to change.
I would prefer the funding's still there, and
uh-huh.
And the time that I'm the chair, I would want that funding to go back into funding others.
Right, that's what it is. It's if the person who qualifies for funding doesn't want to use it, then their chit would go back, the way we had said it, would go back into the other category, but I suppose there is the opportunity to allocate it as you wish. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't.
No, I don't think. I don't think it should be. It's not. It's not like an. I don't think it should be a sort of.
Not like free tickets to the theater.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. But I do think that I mean, the largest, if you actually look at the largest chunk of the funding, well, sorry, perhaps not the largest individual chunk of the funding is actually the chairman's funding, because it's business class airfares and hotels and, frankly...
And it's for every meeting, right?
And it's for every meeting, and I think that actually makes a significant difference to the overall pool if that gets placed back into the pool. So I think it still needs a little bit of thought, but I think we've started to get a concept together, and what I'd like to suggest is that we spend a little bit more time thinking about it, and maybe those of you on the processes working group plus perhaps me can sit down in Cairo over a cup of coffee and have a chat about it.
Well, I think we have some time pressures related to this. We can't just wait till Cairo, because Gabby, you said we have to apply before the Cairo meeting for the travel funding in order to meet the ICANN timetable.
We've already agreed that for this meeting we're only using the funding to fund.
Not this meeting. It's Mexico.
Okay.
We need to submit all the names 60 days in advance, which is more than 2 months in advance, and we need some time internally to...
Okay, that's fine.
So we actually wanted to call for funding 2 weeks in advance of the meeting, which probably we can't do, but we should really start the call before the Cairo meeting.
Or at the Cairo meeting.
What'd you say, Bart?
Or at the Cairo meeting.
Well, my approach to it, and I must say that I was influential in doing this, was to try to simplify it so that we didn't have another committee sitting around receiving applications from people who wanted to get funding and have to decide and add another layer of infrastructure onto the whole issue.
Yeah.
And I will admit that when you said you did not want your funding, we just threw that in the pot and didn't consider that you would have any feelings about where it went, and we just decided what to do with the money without you.
That's absolutely fine. Can I make a suggestion? I suggest the way to do this is that I understand the timing constraints. I think the council needs to resolve this at its council meeting in Cairo.
Yep.
So, Bart, can I ask that the current document is resent to the council with a note saying that it will be on the agenda for the meeting in Cairo and a resolution will need to be reached? And could councillors please provide their input and comments within the next 10 days so that they can be considered prior to the meeting in Cairo?
Well, do you have some suggestions to go along with that? Because I think...
No, I'm happy with it the way that it is. I'm happy with the way that it is.
You are?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't sound like it.
My gut feeling is that people haven't thought about it.
We need some time, and I think the process Chris is suggesting works pretty well for us as well. For the process, the working group said, if we have it in within 10 days, then we can have a call in 2 weeks prior to the meeting and finalize the document and send it out to the.
You mean the working group can have a call?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Dottie, I may have a few minor tinkering things, but fundamentally I have no problem with it.
Well, my suggestion was just going to be that why don't you suggest them, because now instead of at a meeting where we're trying to decide.
I'm not suggesting that I'm going to suggest them at the meeting. What I'm suggesting is that the document is sent again to the council with a note saying that the final decision needs to be made in Cairo, and so please let us have your comments within the next 10 days.
Okay, and that's when you'll make...
And then I will put my comments in the next 10 days, and so will everybody else, and then you guys can have a process working group meeting and make a final recommendation for the council meeting in Cairo.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay,
that's good.
My comments are only minor, but that's fine.
Yeah, and if others have them, and those who aren't on the call can make their comments as well.
Excellent.
Yep.
Good. Okay. Working group updates is next on the agenda. I am a working group. We don't have Olivier on the call, so we'll bypass that one. Participation working group we've just talked about. No, we haven't. Sorry. Participation working group we don't have. Oscar, do you have anything on that? Assuming you're still there, Oscar. Maybe not. Okay, so Leslie's not on the call, and no Oscar for now, so let's...
Sorry, I'm here. I was...
Hi, Oscar. Yep. Do you have any... Leslie's not on the call. Do you have anything to say on the participation working group?
No, just that we are trying to move on with the final report, but... nothing much to say. I think that we are just advancing, and as soon as we finish, they will send the final document. But nothing.
Oscar, it's already published, actually.
Okay, so then.
That's fine. Good, marvelous, brilliant. Processes working group we've just dealt with, because that's dealing with the travel funding. Is there anything else on processes?
Yeah, there will be. Yeah, Dottie, you want me to say it? As you are the chair.
Say, why don't you say it?
Okay, we still have two upcoming. One is the NOMCOM appointments, and the third one is interfacing with the ICANN strategic and operational planning.
Okay, good. So that's just all happening.
Yeah.
Cool. And the last one is the tech working group, which I don't have anything on except to say that Eberhard is busy getting ready for Cairo and has his speakers, etc.
Chris, just one question. So is the tech working group, as you're more in contact with Eberhard on this one, will it overlap with the Monday afternoon sessions?
Probably.
Okay.
But I'll talk to Eberhard about that. Nashua, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Eberhard has sent an email trying to organize for a presentation by the host, CCTLD. And he hasn't had any response. If I forward that to you, can you see if you can do something about it?
About hosting CCTLD, you mean, or what?
The host, normally what happens on the tech day is that the CCTLD manager from the host, in this case, EJ.
Yeah, I kept something for you. Yes.
But he hasn't had a response, so.
Okay, I will send him.
If I forward that to you.
Chris, I have to say that I had some communication problems with the list block. Because I got a new email address and things locally. I mean, was a problem. So maybe I didn't get all the messages.
Can you email me your email address?
Who?
Can you email to me now your email address?
Okay, good. I will. Okay.
And I will forward to you the email.
Okay, super. That's good.
Thank you, thanks, Nashua. That's great.
Thank you also. Okay.
Okay, that takes us to the next item, which is the Cairo meetings agenda. There's just a few logistical items here. We are intending to have a council workshop on the Sunday afternoon. Gabby, is that what time is that due to start?
It's from 1 to 6.
1 to 6. Okay. So you remember that when we had the whole day session in Delhi with Patrick, we agreed that we would have a follow up session in the last meeting of the year, which is this coming meeting, to see how we were doing with all the stuff we agreed to do. So that's going to be on the Sunday.
Is Patrick going to be part of this?
Yep, Patrick's going to facilitate it.
Can we have somebody send out the list of what it was we agreed to do?
Yeah, sure. Gabby?
Can you try to find something.
Yeah, you made. I remember
thank you,
and Patrick, you and Patrick made some notes. I remember definitely that happening. And
yes.
Good. Gabby, the next item is members meeting. What's that? Why is that there?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
The next item on the agenda, I've got Cairo meetings agenda, council workshop, and then members meeting.
Nothing to say except that I've got a headache. Too many presentations.
Okay. Too many presentations. Not a problem. We'll have a few people shot. No worries there.
I didn't catch that. What did you want?
You don't need to worry about what I just said. I'm telling people on a need-to-know basis.
Is the recording on or off?
Oh, it's on. It's on. Thank you, Becky. Gabby was just saying that that we've got a lot of stuff to try and squeeze in. That's all.
Right. Okay.
Gabby, next is the council meeting. That's just.
Yeah, that's just there. I don't know. Nothing to say about that.
All right. Well, anyway, look, it's all on the agenda that everybody's got, presumably. Now, the next item on the agenda is perhaps the most important item for this whole call.
I'm sorry, can I add something? Sorry.
Yes,
to the Cairo meetings agenda. Just remember that you have an ICANN board breakfast on Wednesday morning from 8
yes.
till 9.
Okay. I can hardly
That's
wait.
All.
Very exciting. Item number 7 on the agenda is probably the most important item on the agenda, which is the council elections update. As of now, the situation is that we have one nominated candidate in Latin America, which is Patricia, so there will be no election. We have one nominated candidate in North America, which is
Byron Holland.
Byron, thank you. Byron. Thank you, Gabby. Well rescued. So there'll be no election. We have one nominated candidate in Africa, which is
Dika
from South Africa, so there will be no election. We have three or possibly four, I can't remember, nominated candidates in
three valid.
The Asia-Pacific region, thank you, in the Asia-Pacific region, so there will be an election. And Gabby needs to deal with that in the next few weeks. And as of the close of nominations, we actually had no nominations in the European region. However, since the close, we have had a valid nomination in that it is a nomination that's been correctly nominated and seconded, and that is the representative from Finland, whose name is
Juhani.
Thank you. And basically, the council just needs to agree to accept the late nomination. And unless anybody, Gabby, what I'm going to ask you to do is, given that we don't have a quorum in each region on this call, can you send a note out to the council, please, today, setting out that we've had this late nomination and asking the council to confirm that they're prepared to accept the late nomination.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming that's the case, then that will be fine, and we will only have an election in the Asia-Pacific region. Have I missed anything, Gabby?
No.
Good.
Well, maybe I could just, because it's kind of interesting and stuff, we had a nomination from Armenia to the European region first, because they were convinced they're European, but they actually, it wasn't valid because according to the ICANN regions, they're actually Asia Pacific, so they were not complete.
Yes.
Maybe that's interesting.
It's very interesting, given that we're gonna be trying to deal with the regions at the next meeting. So, is that okay with everybody? If Gabby sends out a formal request for the council to approve the late nomination.
Yes.
Maybe just one clarification. The councillors stepped down at the Mexico meeting and say, we're having these early nomination process according to the guidelines. So it is not, the council can easily change or accommodate this late nomination because the guidelines provide where it doesn't work or there is something else, the chair or the council decides. So
that's
it's
right.
Nothing to do with the bylaws.
Understood. So that's right. So the new councillors, so the new ones, which are basically Vicar, Byron, and
Patricia's
not new, but the new councillors will take their seats in Mexico, and Gabby will organise the election for the Asia Pacific region. Okay.
I need to a little bit apologise in behalf of the European regions. We are sorry that.
Oh, you're there. Hello.
Yeah, hello. I came a little bit later, so I didn't want to disturb you. But we will try to be a little bit more coordinated in the future. So I hope the next time we will pass in the round. So.
I'm just grateful that you've managed to get someone who's prepared to stand. That's fantastic. Thank you. I do, however, want to make the point, and I will make this point again at our meeting on Sunday in Cairo with Patrick. That we do have an engagement issue here. We do need to try and get our members to be more engaged. But that's something we can discuss when we have our meeting in Cairo on the Sunday.
When you say more engaged, do you mean more involved in volunteering for things or attending meetings or what?
They should be more involved. Members should be more willing to participate than they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our responsibility, not theirs.
Hi, Chris. This is Peter. I talked to most center members that are also member to the CCNSO, encouraging them to at least nominate another member or show their interest to take a seat. But their unanimous comment was that they were afraid that they just couldn't put in enough work. So maybe they just think that there is much more work on the council than what it actually takes. And
so maybe we should tell them that actually you can just breathe along and do very little. Peter, I think I agree, it's a catch-22, isn't it? I mean, you know, the more active and the more stuff that's going on, the more work there seems to be, therefore the more commitment there is. The less stuff there is going on, the less activity, then the less likely people are to enroll. So you just can't, on the surface anyway, it's quite hard to win that one.
Mm.
It's something we need to think about. And I'm very conscious of not trying to, I hope the non-native English speakers will understand this. I'm very conscious of trying not to groom people. It's not like you find someone and you pick them and you say, right, I'm going to look after you and make sure that you stand for the council in a year's time or 2 years' time. Because I don't think that that's appropriate. But on the other hand, if you don't actually start to enroll people in a sort of, what Becky and I as lawyers would understand as a sort of, you bring people in as sort of junior partners with a goal to actually turn them into full-blown partners at a later stage. So maybe we need some sort of process to involve, members to sort of chair sessions and get and meetings and so on. I don't know, but let's discuss that.
Well, that's time-consuming, but you know what? Grooming people is really essential because this is so esoteric. No, it really is when you try to talk to almost anybody about it. Unless you're talking to your immediate peers, they really don't know what you're talking about.
I accept that, Dottie.
I have a question about a meeting. This is really interesting. It sounds to me like a paper from the U.S. Medicare that you can't possibly understand. This is a session called Possible Scenarios, Wanted and Unwanted, as a result of the introduction of new TLDs and ways to act. What in the world does that mean?
I have no idea, Dottie. Could you give me some context?
It's on the agenda. It's
the
name
of
the... Who suggested it?
Roloff Meyer.
Roloff. It's Dottie, what it means is what the hell what's gonna happen with an introduction of new GTLDs, and is it gonna make any difference to CCTLDs?
It doesn't even say G in there. But
yeah, well,
the thing is,
trust me.
Yeah, but how can you ever expect anybody to volunteer for that? They can't.
Dottie, I love you dearly, but it's 7 minutes to midnight, and I really don't want to be discussing that with you right now.
Okay. I apologize.
Maybe, Chris, this is Bart, and I don't want to hold you up before going to bed, but maybe one question for Oscar. Is this consideration of involving and engaging people in the work of the CCNSO, is it part of the recommendations of the participation working group? And maybe that should be part of the session on say, the recommendations part of the sessions on Sunday afternoon in Cairo.
Well, I'm not sure. Since I'm not attending Cairo, I'm not sure if something like this has been considered to be discussed in Cairo.
No, but as part of the work of the participation working group is how to improve engagement or grooming, to use that word.
Yeah, in the participation working group, there are several tasks that we have to, that we have recommended to perform. But what you're saying is very specific and it didn't come up when we were talking about this. I mean, basically we took the ideas from the people that answered the survey, and it was kind of new for when we started this group.
Okay, it was just a question, so it's
Let's put it. Make sure that we put it on the agenda for us to discuss in Cairo at our council workshop on the Sunday, shall we? Okay, that brings us to the last few items. Item 8 on the agenda is a non-com letter, which I've already talked about in the action items. I will, now that I've got all the information I need, I'll draft something and get it out to you guys as quickly as I can. Number 9, Gabby, this is yours, minor change to application process.
Yes, the only thing I would like to do is to get rid of the possibility to apply via fax. And this is for archiving reasons, because it makes it really hard for me to archive fax applications. And first of all, I think that whoever wants to apply, they should know how to fill in a web form. And secondly, actually, as far as I remember, we only had one fax application anyway, and what's out in here. So it's not very popular. So for archiving reasons, I would like to ask the council to let me get rid of the possibility to accept fax applications.
I have no problem with that, but Gabby, can I suggest that you send a note to the council list suggesting it formally, and we'll respond to it formally?
Yep.
I'm wary of making any formal resolutions tonight, because my recollection is that the guidelines say that we need a quorum for each region, and we don't have a quorum for each region tonight.
Yeah, no problem.
Good. Any other business? Okay. Who's not coming to Cairo? Oscar, you're not coming to Cairo.
There are two Oscars. Oscar Moreno is going to Cairo.
Oscar, we've got both Oscars. I'm sorry, Oscar Moreno. I apologize profusely. Oscar Robles, you're not coming to Cairo.
Yeah, Oscar Robles is not going to Cairo.
Okay. We don't yet know if Leslie's coming. But everyone else is pretty much going to be there, I think.
I might miss the session on Sunday, Chris, since I've traveled booking proper transportation.
That's appalling. I mean, you've only got a short trip. I mean, really.
Yeah, it takes 9 hours, Brussels to Cairo.
But you're driving.
Yeah.
Well, I set out. I actually have to set out this week to get there in time for Sunday. So
well, it takes me 3 days to get there.
Yeah, well, that's because you have to row to the mainland.
Do you swim? You want to
make it a plane? All right, we're not going to have a conference, a call again until we get to Cairo. So I guess Gabby will send out the notes and the minutes and those things that need to be done. And those of you that are going to be there on Sunday for the workshop, the details will be sent out. And we'll see you all there.
Okay.
Thanks,
okay.
Everybody.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.